This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus Tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, folks, who's ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is gospel. That's gospel, G-O-S-P-E-L. Now you just got to go to WWL.com/contest and register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for the Jazz Fest code word of the day to see amazing artists like Dave Matthews Band, Lil Wayne and the Roots, Casey Musgrave, Harry Connick Jr., and so much more. Good luck and happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest. And, of course, your favorite WWL. Looking at some of the information for LSU's matchup coming up against Alabama. The Tigers start that series tomorrow in Alec Box Stadium. Number 7 LSU taking on number 15 Bama. 8-7 in SEC play are the Tide. The Tigers are 10-5. We do have the pitching rotation announced for the weekend. Sometimes it gets held like everyone's trying to be, you know, play gamesmanship here. But we do know tomorrow night it will be Cade Anderson for the Bayou Bengals. But he's going to be facing Tyler Fay, the sophomore for Bama, who's got a 4.98 ERA, 21 and a third innings pitch, 6 walks, 15 strikeouts, and he's 0-0 on the season. So the Alabama Crimson Tide not going with their ace versus ace for that first matchup.
Yeah, but Alabama's pitching staff has been a little bit weird this season, Steve. Like, I mean, they're middle of the pack in batting average, but they're actually kind of near the bottom of the SEC as far as team ERA. And so their cumulative ERA is at 4.64 this season, 340 strikeouts and 330 innings pitched, limiting opponents to a 249 batting average. So it feels like LSU's got the advantage at the plate here against this Alabama pitching staff. But I remember kind of saying something a little bit similar last weekend against Auburn, who didn't have the most impressive pitching staff. And then they kind of shut down LSU's elite offense basically for the entire weekend. So we'll see what happens. But as you mentioned, they're pitching off against Cade Anderson here on this Thursday. It feels like this is the third time this happened. I think it's only the second, but man, it feels like it's happened quite a few times. However, it's going to be up to LSU's bats to wake up. Scoring 8 runs last weekend against Auburn, that's not going to win you any weekend series. So, you know, hopefully they have a nice bounce back weekend in their first weekend series at the Box in, feels like almost a month, Steve.
It was rough all around for the Tigers, and Cade Anderson's looking to rebound starting tomorrow when he takes the mound against Auburn. And he spoke today to the media as the Tigers get ready for this SEC showdown. And here's a little bit of what Cade Anderson had to say in Baton Rouge this morning.
You obviously hold yourself to a really high standard. I guess just can you reflect on your past start, you know, what you thought you did well, what you improved on?
Yeah, I thought I did well and put my team in a situation to win, and obviously we didn't pull through, but just continue to get back out there and hold myself to a standard, but also understanding that the teams we play are pretty good as well. So just getting back out there, obviously it sucks that we lost, but definitely looking to
put herself in a win column this week, and I think this just goes to show you the kind of team we have, because yesterday we played pretty well and just kind of getting to that next step.
From your perspective, what have you seen from the bullpen recently?
Yeah, we've been pretty dominant. It's been fun to watch, and I think that just goes to show you the reflection that the work we've been putting in, and obviously we didn't have the best start when the season started, just kind of continue to put in the work, and it's been showing off.
Some of the guys we saw yesterday consistently pitch the way they did. Where does that take the team?
Yeah, I think that that's huge for the development of LSU for the next 3 years, and I think two or three freshmen pitched yesterday, and I mean, they were dominant, and I think that just kind of goes to show you the recruiting that Coach Johnson and JJ have done. We're just so deep, and I think that it's going to pay off for the long run, and I think next year we're looking really good as well.
How about right now for the team, right? How does it help?
Yeah, it helps, and I think that it saves the guys for the weekend, not having to pitch Kaysen and Zach Cowan on a Tuesday. Really helps them stay fresh and get ready for the weekend.
One thing the offense has excelled with is two-out hitting, like we saw yesterday. From your perspective as a pitcher, like, what makes teams good at two-out scoring?
Yeah, I think it's the two-strike approach, which I think Auburn did a good job of that this weekend. Our team is just so good in two-strike counts, and I think that because Johnson told me yesterday that we're leading the country in two-strike at batting average, so that goes to show you the kind of the fight every guy has, and we're never out of the battle. So I think that even this weekend when we were struggling at times, like eighth, ninth inning, we really still believed that we had a chance of winning that game, and no matter who was pitching and what situation. So I think that we're ready to roll and continue to work.
What's a early key in a game when you're coming off of an outing that you didn't necessarily enjoy or want? Like, what's an early key in that next game that you sort of look for personally?
Yeah, I think that every game is different. And last weekend, my fastball command wasn't as good as it usually is. So that's something that we can definitely piece together and keep working on. But I think every game you're gonna have different pitches working better than others. So just really about just being in the moment and kind of getting after it.
Before the year, you said you guys have three different teams that could win a national championship. You feel like the best version of this team is taking shape?
Yeah, I think we pretty much have a set lineup at this point. We got a couple guys that are really in and out in the outfield, but I think that we truly do have two or three teams that could put up a good fight, and just goes to show you the recruiting once again. I think that for years to come, I think LSU is going to be in the driver's seat, so it's exciting.
That was pitcher Cade Anderson talking to the media. Had a rough outing last weekend, where it was his first loss of the season for the Bayou Bengals. Only went 4 1/3 innings, gave up 5 earned runs, struck out 6, only had 1 walk, though. But just a rough outing at Auburn for Cade, and looking to rebound tomorrow night at the box.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, it's going to be a test against Alabama's offense. It feels like we say that each weekend about these SEC offenses. But Cade, you know, the showing that he had against OU was unbelievable. And so the drop-off to this past weekend against Auburn was there, but he set him such a high standard for himself that you're expecting excellence each time he's on the mound. And you're expecting to win each time he's out on game one. Even when you're going against the other aces of the SEC, and he hasn't done that very much because Mississippi State pitched off him. Now Alabama's pitching off him. We'll see what happens the rest of the season. But at the same time, I'm still confident in Cade Anderson going out and giving a good performance tomorrow night.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.